Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, upper 20s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, lower 60s with wind gust at 20. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 29. As we enter Wednesday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures around 63 degrees. Right now, it's 23.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Authorities in Wichita say three police officers were injured over the weekend by a shotgun blast when they checked out a vacant home in the city. Wichita police said Sunday that a modified loaded shotgun discharged as the officers entered the home around 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Law enforcement determined no one was in the home at the time, but the homeowners had called police, suspecting someone was inside after noticing that some windows were left open. As of yesterday, two police officers remained hospitalized with injuries not considered life-threatening. That investigation is ongoing. A bill to lower the legal age to carry concealed firearms in the Sunflower State from 21 to 18 has stalled in a House committee, but a supporter plans to offer the proposal for consideration on the House floor. The bill would require permit holders to complete a background check and undergo gun safety training. Supporters say 18-year-old Kansans can already carry firearms in the open. Opponents say those under 21 are more prone to risk-taking. Mid-America Network News.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Lawmakers are seeking clarified terms to ensure that more farmers and ranchers are eligible for loans through the Paycheck Protection Program. The request was in a letter to the Treasury Department and Small Business Administration, led by Representative Ron Kind and Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, along with Republican Senator John Thune of South Dakota. The lawmakers say many farmers were falling through the cracks when the PPP was first created last year. Kind introduced legislation over the summer to increase the number of farmers eligible to receive a loan by allowing them to use gross income to calculate their loan award. Many farmers and ranchers are organized as partnerships or limited liability companies, which are taxed differently than other farm and ranch entities. Those farmers have been unable to apply for loans under the new calculation because of the SBA's interpretation of eligibility for partnerships or limited liability companies. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Mid-America Ag Network market information. A new study reveals the economic impact of the corn refining industry, featuring a $47 billion economic output in 2020. The Corn Refiners Association released the study detailing the industry's contributions to the U.S. economy in terms of sales, jobs, salaries, purchases, and taxes. The study finds the economic power of the corn wet mill.
Gaines Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Gaines has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Gaines Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Law enforcement authorities say officers from the Hastings Police Department in Nebraska shot a man while attempting to take him into custody. The city said in a news release that officers recognized the wanted man about 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon and attempted to make contact. The man fled on foot. The chase ended behind a business. The city said the man was armed and shots were fired by police. Officers administered medical treatment until the man was transported. The city said officers involved in the shooting would be on administrative leave pending an internal investigation. Now to COVID. Nebraska health officials say they've found the first known cases in the state of a California variant of COVID-19. The Department of Health and Human Services said in a news release Saturday that the variant has been identified by the Nebraska Public Health Lab in 13 cases in four different jurisdictions of the state. The variant strain was first identified in California and has spread to other states. Mid-America Network News.
Thank you. If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. At request of the board, Jason Brunninger has drafted a letter to Lloyd Builders for termination as construction manager for the proposed jail project effective March 5th. The Public Works Administrator proposed vacating part of the East-West Road, now known as Bison Road, in Oquito Township, east of 10th Road, then east on Bison Road to the southeast corner. The notice will be published for 2 weeks, a hearing to be held March 8th at 9 a.m. A new truck scale has been delivered at the county transfer station. Washington County Commissioners' meetings the past 2 weeks have been mostly routine business. Several bridge quotes were approved at the February 16th meeting, and commissioners approved a local disaster declaration at last week's meeting due to extreme cold weather. That will allow the city of Washington access to special funding, if approved, for electric generation. Additional expenses related to power generation were incurred during the cold snap. Cindy Heenick of Hanover will join the Transient Guest Tax Board. Vaccinations continue through the health department, with just a few minor side effects reported. Nemahal County Commissioners unanimously moved to table the issue of building a new senior center transit facility at this time until more information is gathered. $82,000 in jail system upgrades were approved after issues with batteries in the generator during a recent power outage. A temporary generator was rented during that time. A public hearing regarding the Gage County 1- and 6-year proposed highway improvement plan was held, with several comments noted, and a resolution following was adopted. Discussion was held on the rock and gravel policy for townships. Gage County Township Association met last week and asked county assistance when uncooperative landowners are asked to move brush back away from township roads. 21 of 23 townships were represented at that meeting. Chair of the Gage County Board of Supervisors, Eric Thiemann, testified last week before a legislative committee considering a proposal that could assist in repayment of the $28 million Beatrice 6 case. There was no opposition testimony. The Nebraska Association of County Officials, who reached a settlement with Gage County on the insurance issue in the case, also testified in support. Severe Weather Awareness Week is March 1st through March 5th. The annual tornado siren test is scheduled Tuesday, March 2nd at 10 a.m. with a backup date Thursday. Colin A. Cudney, age 25, of Manhattan, formerly of Greenleaf, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church south of Greenleaf, burial of the church cemetery. Terry Christie Funeral Home Waterville in charge of arrangements for Colin Cudney. Harvey J. Sayers, age 58, of Wymore, passed away February 25th. Memorial service is planned Friday at 2 at the Wymore Church of Christ, interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Registration book Thursday 9 to 5 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Harvey Sayers. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, beef tips and noodles, green beans and pineapple. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby bakers, peas and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time 7:13.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest, we have a cold front associated with a low pressure system to our southeast with another frontal boundary in the northern parts of the United States. Otherwise, central, east, central parts of the Midwest under a high pressure system. We're going to see mostly sunny skies, dry weather over the next several days. We're seeing temperatures in the 50s for today, warming back up to above average. We're going to see temperatures in the 60s starting tomorrow over the next several days. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, upper 20s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, lower 60s, with wind gust at 20. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 29. As we get into Wednesday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, temperature 63. Wednesday night, clear skies. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early March, 52, record high in this date, 85. The average low, 26, and the record low is 3 below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:20. Sunrise in the morning, 7 a.m. Sunshine, 23 degrees in Marysville this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this first day in March, 2021. KUDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
I'm Derek Schmidt, your Kansas Attorney General. Safely destroying old personal documents is an important step to prevent identity theft. To mark National Consumer Protection Week, the Attorney General's office will sponsor free document shredding in Marysville on Wednesday, March 3rd. Drop off up to 3 bags or boxes of documents at the Marysville Aquatic Center, 300 South 8th Street, between 4 and 6 p.m. and help keep your information safe from identity theft.
An L.A. laugher. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Lakers blew the Warriors right out of Staples Center, 117-91. LeBron James became the 23rd player in league history to appear in at least 1,300 games, putting up 19 points in a season-low 24 minutes.
4 seconds to go in the half. LeBron, 30-footer. Why not? An almost perfect half for the Lakers.
On KSPN, Lakers move into first place in the Pacific Division after the Clippers fell to the Bucks 105-100. Devin Booker scored a season-high 43 in the Suns, 118-99 taming of the Timberwolves. Trey Mancini missed the entire 2020 baseball season while recovering from stage 3 colon cancer. In his first live at-bat back with the Orioles, he relished the moment.
It was amazing. I almost teared up a little bit, I'm not going to lie, when I was up there.
4.5 months ago, Padres outfielder Tommy Pham was stabbed outside a strip club parking lot following an altercation. Pham said he's lucky to be back.
The doctor here basically told me if I wasn't so muscular, I might be I might be dead or paralyzed. So, I'm lucky to even be able to play.
NHL Blackhawks right winger Patrick Kane lit up the lamp for the 400th time in his career in a dominating 7-2 win over Detroit.
Kane to the left circle, pulls up, holds, fires, he scores! Number 400 for Patrick Kane!
On WGN, Kane is the 100th player in league history to accomplish the feat and fourth in franchise history, joining Bobby Hull, Stan Mikita, and Steve Larmer. A regular on CBS Sports.
Auburn running back Bo Jackson tonight was awarded the Heisman Trophy.
The network announcing the death of Irv Cross at age 81. He was a two-time NFL Pro Bowler and the first black man to work full-time as a sports analyst on national TV. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Monday tips off sub-state basketball as sixth seed Marysville Lady Bulldogs travel to Royal Valley. The number 3 seed. Fourth seed Washington County Boys host fifth seed Valley Heights. That 7 p.m. game live tonight on KNDY-FM 95.5.
Planning an ag building or bin construction? Build right from the ground up with concrete pads from Inline Construction. Add an approach for your commercial or ag building for added functionality. They also do basement and foundations, plus retaining walls, driveways, patio, and sidewalks. Call for a quote today, Inline Construction, at 562-5525.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Democrats look to move President Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package through the Senate, while Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack makes his case for the new administration's priorities to farm groups this week for the first time in his return to his old job. The stimulus package includes $3.6 billion in aid to the food supply chain, as well as $5 billion in historic assistance to minority farmers. It passed the House early on Saturday, a vote of 219 to 212. The American Rescue Plan also includes an increase in domestic food assistance, as well as $7.6 billion in funding for conductivity assistance to schools and libraries. Now, Democrats must figure out what to do about that minimum wage increase that the bill contains. The Senate parliamentarian has ruled the measure out of order under the budget reconciliation rules that Democrats are using to pass the legislation. March 14th, the effective deadline for Congress to get the bill to Biden's desk, since expanded unemployment benefits will expire then. Over the weekend, President Biden urged senators to quickly finish the work on legislation. He said there's no time to waste. Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow says the bill addresses urgent challenges facing farmers, families, and rural communities and can't afford to wait. She said the bill includes bold provisions to feed the children and families, bolster the food supply chain, address discrimination for farmers of color, and strengthen rural health care providers. Republicans say the package is excessive, and much of the spending is unrelated to the pandemic. Vilsack is working from his home state of Iowa, while USDA offices in D.C. are all but shut down. Speaks to the National Farmers Union annual convention today. On Friday, he will visit virtually with attendees of the Commodity Classic. One of Vilsack's biggest responsibilities will be selling the president's climate policy to farmers around the country. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The 30th annual Boyer Limousine and Limflex production sale will be Sunday, March 14th, 1 p.m. at the farm, Liberty, Nebraska. Selling 18 age-advantaged and 2-year-old bulls, 19 spring bulls, and 20 open heifers. View their catalog online at dvauction.com, and you can watch or bid for free. Real-time and proxy bidding available. For additional information, contact Jay or Carol Boyer at jboyercattle.com. Boyer Limousine and Limflex production sale, Sunday, March 14th. Sale preview Saturday, 3 to 5, at the farm, 3.5 miles east of Barnston.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. The House's virus relief bill contains billions in new money for food and ag programs, but it faces an uncertain future as it now heads to the Senate. There are $4 billion for USDA to buy ag commodities for donations and grants and loans to food processors, $800 million for Food for Peace overseas donations, $300 million for monitoring animals for COVID-19, $500 million for grants for COVID-19 services in low-income rural areas, and billions more for SNAP, WIC, and school meals. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow.
The COVID-19 crisis is continuing to disrupt our food supply chain for farmers, food processors, and essential workers. Tens of millions of families still don't have enough to eat and are lining up at food banks in order to put food on the table.
But the bill faces tough going in the Senate, where the parliamentarian has nixed, under budget rules, House Democrats' $15 minimum wage. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer must decide whether to fight the parliamentarian's ruling or ditch the $15 minimum wage, risking a Democratic rebellion in the House. In the meantime, second-time USDA Chief Tom Vilsack must review billions in remaining but frozen CFAP funds.
We also, as Senator Bozeman indicated, have to review the additional relief that's been ordered by Congress and try to get that into the hands of farmers, ranchers, producers, and those in rural America as quickly, efficiently, as effectively as possible.
American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval wrote Vilsack to extend last Friday's application deadline by at least 30 days past the review for producers to apply for the latest CFAP money. A Vilsack spokesman says that the FSA will indeed do that. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatra 77 Livestock on a Monday. Hey, it looks like a great week, folks, so let's get her going on a Monday here at Beatra 77 Livestock. We will start at 9:30 here this morning, over 140 cows and bulls in already this morning. There is lots of hay, there's a lot of good cattle, and here we go on this morning's report. on the steer and heifers report, we're kind of in a groove at $1.14 and $1.82 carcass. We cannot break that mold, it seems like, as we've been there for about 3 weeks, but I guess steady is better than lower. Well, hey, we've got another bread cow sale coming up, folks, on March 11th at 11 a.m. It's our special. March 11th, there is 100 Black Angus first calf families. There's 110 Red Angus first calf families. There is 16 F1 Black Baldy Hereford Angus Cross first calf families. In the bred heifers, a group of 13 blacks, a group of 20 Red Angus first calf bred heifers, and there is 105 bred cows. March 11th, you can certainly go to the internet and check out that sale bill. Also, write down March 13th on a Saturday in Bern, Kansas, is the Robert E. Rice Estate Auction. So you can check that out on the internet or give us a call for a sale bill on the Robert E. Rice Estate Auction, March 13th at Bern, Kansas. Well, at 12 o'clock today, we will get in the hay department. There's 1,041 square bales, and here we go. 92 first cutting, excellent hay, guys. Also, alfalfa 45, alfalfa fifth cutting, it's 50 bales. In the prairie, there's 469. In the straw, there's 385. In the round bales, there's a total of 209. Round alfalfa 4, there's round alfalfa 12, second cutting, new seeding. Round alfalfa, there's 20, second cut. 42 round Milo Stover bales, 42 CRP, 31 prairie, 15 round corn stalks. In that straw department, there's 8. In the round straw, there's 22 certified weed-free, and there's 14 round back gamma grass bales. So a lot of hay. That will be at 12 o'clock noon. On the inside, it looks like this. 31 Black and Char steers and heifers, 450 to 550. They're Krapitschka out of Ohio. Cradaville out of Wilbur, 12 Black Char steer heifers are going to weigh 5 to 600. 11 Black and Red steer and heifers, guys, are going to be 5 to 600. Fredericks out of Marysville. Eltisti out of Tecumseh, 14 Red and Black steers, 6 to 675. Tom Gingrey, Holmesville, 63 Black steer and heifers, 775 to 8 and a quarter. There is a great set of heifers from Tim Tegmeyer, home race, guys, no implants. They are 95 head. There's 16 of them, black, white face, 58 reds, and boys, there's a great set of blacks on that set of deal. That's the Tegmeyer heifers. Cisco out of Burchard, 80 black and red steer and heifers, 675 to 800. Retzlaff at Bennett, 30 black steer and heifers, 7 to 800. Will Oatman's got a good set, 67 red Angus, red white face steers, 750 to 8 and a quarter. 65 black and red steer and heifers, 5 to 700. The Han cattle out of DeWitt, along with 30 black steer and heifers, 6 to 700. Dave Doctor, Firth, 13, Red Angus Char Cross steer and heifers, 4 to 700. 11 black heifers, Oldie Hoff out of Exeter, 800. 20 black steer and heifers are going to be 7 to 8 and a quarter. Fritzen out of Philly. Pullman at DeWitt has 12 black steer, 750. Lineman's out of Beatrice got a really super set of 95 black and black baldy steer and heifers at 550 to 675. Weir's Farms out of Diller with the good black bulls coming up. 15 black steer and heifers, they'll weigh 550. Lynn Hart of Wilbur, 7 black and red steer and heifers, 450 to 500. Harlow Farms out of Dawson, 65 black steer and heifers, 650, 700. Waldemuth Estate, Elk Creek, 18 black and red steer and heifers, 7 to 800. The Mal Cattle out of Fairbury, 28 black baldy steer and heifers, 7 to 800. Fankhauser at Humboldt, 14 black steer and heifers, 650 to 700. Trout out of Tecumseh, 30 black steer and heifers, are going to weigh 5 to 600. Hinkle out of Fairbury, 13 Hereford steers, they're going to weigh 650. On to the next list, 17 black Sim Cross steer and heifers, 6 to 700. Schaefer out of Chanson, Lemke, Tecumseh, 25 black steer and heifers, 500 to 700. Bass Boom at Cortland, 11 black and red steer and heifers, 500. Steve Eden, Nebraska City, 16 black steer and heifers, 750. Well, it gets started at 9:30 here this morning, so keep them loading. Head this way, guys. We'll sell cows and bulls till 12 o'clock noon. Get right into the feeders at 12 noon, along with the hay department. So thanks for the business. Give us a call, Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571. Hey, have a great week in this weather, and you can certainly plan on coming to the auction today. Keep in mind, you can certainly go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Pietra77.net.
729 from KNDY, 23 degrees sunshine this morning in Marysville. Highs around 50 on tap today.
March is named for the Roman god Mars, and we begin the month looking towards his namesake planet. We will share some viewing tips on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 1st, the 60th day of the year. Pop music idols Justin Bieber and Kesha share a birthday, and it's Statehood Day in Ohio and Nebraska. March is named after the Roman god of war, Mars. So it's fitting to begin the month with a few fun facts about the red planet. Mars has a dynamic atmosphere with dust clouds and volcanic activity that can be easily detected through telescopes. And just like Earth, the planet has an axial tilt that produces annual seasons, although a Martian year lasts about twice as long. Right now, you can view Mars in the evening sky. With good magnification, you might be able to spot the northern polar cap tilted toward Earth. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. The number 17 Kansas Jayhawks took down number 2 Baylor 71-58 Saturday night in Allen Fieldhouse, extending KU's streak to 38 consecutive wins on Senior Day. The Jayhawks improved to 18-8 overall and finished their regular season 12-6 in conference play while handing Baylor its first loss of the season. Things didn't go so well for K-State in the hoops department. Sean McNeil scored 16 points, and number 10 West Virginia used two big second-half runs to beat K-State 65-43 Saturday. Derek Culver added 11 points for West Virginia. Davion Bradford scored 11 points. Mike McEarl had 10 for K-State. The Wildcats were held to their second lowest point total of the season. And the Kansas City Royals were also in action over the weekend. They took on the Texas Rangers yesterday and beat them handily by a margin of 3-2. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
MHS freshman Gable Fredrickson won the 113-pound championship in the Class 1-2-3A state wrestling tournament Saturday at Salina. Senior Jack Hedke finished runner-up at 220 pounds. And senior Elise Rose finished runner-up in the girls' 132-pound class. MHS finishes ninth in boys' team scoring. Juniors Bill Wassenberg and Patrick Smith lost both of their matches at state. Monday tips off sub-state basketball as the 6th seed Marysville Lady Bulldogs travel to Royal Valley, the number 3 seed. 4th seed Washington County boys host 5th seed Valley Heights with a 7 p.m. game live on KNDY FM 95.5. Tuesday night, 2nd seed Marysville boys host 7th seed Sabetha. Top seed Valley Heights Lady Mustangs host 8th seed Republic County. And 3rd seed Washington County is home to number 6 seed Valley Falls. tipping off at 6 on FM 95.5. Winners advance to Thursday-Friday semifinals. Class 1A teams advanced from quarterfinal play last week. Thursday night girls at Axtell, it's Lynn versus Wetmore at 5:30. Hanover Blue Valley following at 8. Both games live on KNDY FM 95.5. Thursday at Centralia, Jackson Heights girls play Clifton Clyde at 5:30. Frankfort girls meet Donovan West at 8. Friday boys play at Axtell as Lynn facing Wetmore at 5:30. Axtell hosting Hanover boys at 8, live on FM 95.5. At Centralia Friday, Frankfort boys face Troy at 5:30. Centralia boys host Clifton Clyde at 8.
KNDY.
She pulled her hair back to sun her shoulders, took the oil and rubbed it all over her soft skin. Oh, I'm a lucky man. She wasn't wanting any suntan lines, so she reached back and she untied that little string. Oh, and then she smiled at me and blew a kiss right off of her fingertips. I don't know what it is, but there's something about a woman, yeah, some kind of sweet little something there. They're giving it makes this a life worth living, and it makes a man a man. Oh, there's nothing like that something about a woman. I sat there for a while and wondered as she took a nap there under that summer sky. Oh, and then I realized there are things in life that are meant to be.